Meanwhile, in editorial pages on the radio and at blogs online, there's a pretty good argument these days about the recall among conservatives. You might expect they'd all be celebrating trouble for Democratic Governor Gray Davis. They're not. Scott Barnett is the founder of RepublicansAgainstTheRecall.com. He joined us earlier from member station KPBS in San Diego. Scott Barnett, why would you found a group called Republicans Against the Recall? Why be against the recall?
We believe that if this recall is successful, that this will open up a new era of politics of mass destruction here in California and across the nation. As you know, everything seems to start in California, from Prop 13 to the pet rock. And this fad, this trend of going after an elected official and recalling him for political reasons, not for criminal reasons or malfeasance or incapacity, we believe this fad will spread across California and the other states that have recall. And this is a dangerous precedent for our system.
So you're saying that whatever Gray Davis has done in California, it's not criminal, and we shouldn't run him out of office before his term's expired.
Absolutely. And, you know, they say, well, Gray Davis has lied. Well, I've been in politics for 20 years. I can pick every politician and find something he's lied about, whether it's deficits.
You've run into this phenomenon before.
Believe it or not, they do tell stretchers occasionally, as I think Mark Twain called them.
How do your conservative friends think of you now?
Well, I think right now I'm probably one of the most unpopular Republicans in California. If, in fact, this turns into a nightmare scenario from Republicans' point of view and Cruz Bustamante is elected governor, then I'll probably be the second most unpopular Republican after Daryl Issa, who pushed this thing through.
Scott, I understand this is a crusade you're leading on principle, but you're going to vote on October 7th. How are you going to vote?
I will vote no on the recall and urge all Californians to vote no on the recall. I also understand that obviously it's if you give someone $2, they're going to spend both dollars, that everyone who votes, even if they vote against the recall, is likely to vote on the second question, one of the 100-some-odd candidates. We would encourage those folks who vote on the second question to vote for the Republican of their choice, because we do desire to have Republicans in the state house and in the legislature. But once again, more critical in our view is opposing a recall which is being done for political purposes. As much as Gray Davis has been an awful governor, and this man has not been indicted for a crime, he's not been accused of a crime, and he is mentally and physically capable of serving out his term, as much as we would like to see him gone.
Scott Barnett, founder of RepublicansAgainstTheRecall.com, thank you.
Thank you.